Coming up Saturday night, it is a fun concert with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra at the Long Center for the Arts. You won't want to miss their sci-fi spectacular that includes all sorts of fantasy music. And joining me is their music director, Nick Palmer. Hi.
John, great to be here.
I won't say Nanu Nanu or Live Long and Prosper, but I will, you know, say there is always such drama. You know, we think about space and these, you know, spectacular stars. This has inspired composers before the movies. How is it to put a program like this together?
It's very exciting. I mean, there's a lot of variety. There's traditional symphonic music that was used by wonderful directors in their movies, certainly Stanley Kubrick being the prime example represented in this concert. So many others that really appreciated classical music. And then, of course, the directors, when they were working with composers, would play excerpts of something that they liked, that they wanted something to sound like. And it's very interesting because it kind of goes both ways. Our opening piece is also Sprach Zarathustra, opening, you know, the sunrise, the dawn from that great work of Richard Strauss. But when Stanley Kubrick, he kind of used that as a working piece in his head when he was putting together the film. But he also had commissioned a score from the composer Alex North. And it's a really good score. And the composer never forgave Kubrick because he showed up at the premiere and was watching the opening of the movie. And it was not his piece. It was, you know, the Strauss. But I had a chance to listen to that. And it's great. I mean, in fact, I like it even better than the Strauss for that opening. It's just so geared to the visuals, you know. But anyway, it's music that is purely orchestral, derives its origin from so many different things, but it's all great. And there's a lot of variety.
Well, that's what I really love about this sort of program is that there are all sort of visual things that we will put together hearing these, but it's got to be a little bit of a challenge to go, oh gosh, I have this, you know, small Mozart string piece. How does this go up against, you know, a James Horner or Alexander Courage full orchestra?
This is true. You know, we do have a few that are smaller scale, just strings alone, like the first movement of Meine Kleine Nachtmusik. But, you know, that's the challenge of putting together a performance that has, you know, 15, 16 pieces like you would in a Pops concert, is that you have to jump from one style to another very rapidly. But these tend to be more in the romantic early 20th century Ravel, Debussy style more than anything else.
Nick Palmer is my guest, and the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra performing Saturday night at 7:30. You can certainly beam there. You can get side street parking, all sorts of things. We know winter is coming. We know the Game of Thrones is happening. Yeah. And one of those things that, you know, season 7, there's already trailers coming up. And this is one of those that, you know, I'm sure the cello section is probably a little excited because the theme has these, you know, great things that you can see the animation. Is that sort of fun to know that some of these shows are still going? It's not like it's just an older movie of 2001, but you know, that it's quite contemporary.
Right. And that's actually why we selected several of the pieces that we did, certainly Game of Thrones. And, you know, it's interesting. It's really amazing, you know, the way that music has kind of caught on. And it's all very much based in very early music, you know, Renaissance, Baroque music. And the composer has really done a great job at making everything so relevant. You know, that theme, for example, kind of shows the conflict and the different kingdoms and everything. And he wrote it basically for that visual intro that we see when we watch that show. And it's one of those shows, and the music itself as well, that appeals to a lot of different age groups. You know, I've talked to several, of course, you know, younger people, millennials, you know, baby boomers, but even folks in their 70s and 80s who just love it. And they just, you know, they love the book and they love the storyline. And the music is so perfectly suited to that and purely orchestral.
And I imagine that this is really neat, that not only does it speak to perhaps a younger audience and to these fans, but if you don't know what we're talking about with Game of Thrones and the idea of kingdoms and these little animations that are coming up, this is still just a really heart-wrenching theme that's just gorgeous.
It is.
You know, you don't have to know these sort of backstories to appreciate the music that's on this program.
Right. So from one end of the spectrum to the other, if you're someone who just listens to Mozart, Beethoven, Mahler, you can appreciate the concert because all the pieces are orchestral and in a similar idiom. And then if you're somebody who just watches Game of Thrones and has no interest in the orchestra, you will still love it because the music is something that you are accustomed to.
Nick Palmer is my guest. He's the music director of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, and they have a wonderful fantasy and sci-fi concert coming up Saturday night.
We're selling really well. The ticket sales are going great for this. So if you're interested, definitely get your ticket in advance.
All right. Well, Nick, we look forward to this wonderful sci-fi and fantasy concert and hope you come back and tell us more as the season progresses.
Anytime. Thank you, John.